Since I'm 50, I figure my thoughts have gone up from a penny to a nickel. Here's my inspiration for today, what I'd like you to contemplate in this short episode. The theme this month is All You Need Is Love. In this short little episode today, I want you to ask yourself, where do you need love right now? What can you do in this moment to show yourself love? Continue to check in with yourself regularly on how you can give yourself love. I'm going to encourage you to expand your perception, what you believe is love. I think sometimes we get focused on what society tells us it means to be loving to ourselves, maybe the expectations that were put upon us as children. Maybe you've never really explored the topic. Maybe it's been about taking care of others and not really taking care of yourself. So what things would mean to you that you're loving yourself and taking care of yourself? Taking a nap can be a way to show yourself love if you're exhausted. I had to do a lot of that, particularly at the end of last year. I have Epstein-Barr virus. I got it, over 20 years ago. And I've really had forgotten. I'd pushed myself so far and so hard for so long, traveling to support my mom and doing that a third of the month, that I was exhausted. And so taking a nap was self-love, big time. I enjoy a bubble bath. That is a way for me to completely relax. I'm working on, like, my shoulders get hunched. So I'm working on how can I relax? So loving myself is enjoying a bubble bath. You know, I'm doing this plant medicine class, mindfully sipping tea. That's a way to love myself, just slowing down, taking a moment, being intentional. Cuddling with a pet can be a way to love yourself, and you love your pet, and it's reciprocal, and it's really nice. Watching a comedy. Maybe right now you're like, man, this has been, it's still with everything up in the air and what's going to happen. Maybe the most loving thing you can do is watch a comedy right now. Let yourself go, not think about anything, and just crack up. Walking can be really loving. Getting your heart moving, getting exercise going, being outside, being in nature, hugging a tree. When you just feel down and feel the love of the tree back. Maybe you need to cry. And that might, your intuitive response might be, whoa, I'm trying to love myself. But maybe you need to have a good cry. Maybe you need to scream and express your anger. Being able and honoring your emotions is loving yourself. Perhaps you need to end a friendship. You need supportive people around you. And loving yourself means having a boundary and saying no more. I'm not going to allow this. I'm not okay with this. Right after you stop listening to this podcast, how can you show yourself love? It can be as simple as giving yourself a hug or looking in the mirror and saying, I love you. What about tomorrow? How can you show yourself love? How can you show yourself this week, this month? How can you begin to incorporate more self-love into your life? How can you make it a priority to love yourself more? What is it that you can do? Maybe you put on your calendar. I used to put a little, I did this really intense breathing exercise and needed to do, was it a year? So I didn't want to get caught up in being like, oh, it's a to-do. And I don't want this to be, it's a to-do for you. So maybe on your calendar, you just put a little L, like a little L with a circle, an L reminder. How can I give myself love today? Make it fun. Make it something that you try different things. Don't make it something like, this feels like I have to do it because then that defeats the whole purpose. Today, I just want you to think about how you can love yourself more and how you're going to bring that into your life and what it means to give yourself love. Just remember to think beyond maybe what you're used to. On our next episode, we're talking about releasing nostalgic and sentimental clutter. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.